Message number 381. I beg you. Do not crucify me again. Friday, March 30, 2012 at 03:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is important that all of God's children understand why I died to save the world from eternal damnation. Satan has reigned in the hearts of mankind since the fall of Adam and Eve, and this has meant that he has successfully stolen souls. Most of humanity would not accept the word of God, especially the commandments given to them by Moses. I was then sent to ensure that humanity was given the truth in the hope that the world would accept this and turn back to the Father. While many did accept my most holy word, the majority refused to accept me as being the Messiah. The truth is that they would not have accepted anyone, including the prophets, because they were content to live in sin, which entrapped their souls. If they had accepted me, I would have reigned on earth and the whole of humanity could have enjoyed eternal salvation. Instead, I was rejected. The Jews, my own people, despised me. The Pharisees looked down on me, yet when they heard my holy word, they could not simply ignore me. This is because my words sparked a light in their souls which they found hard to dismiss. So they kept coming back to me again and again to question me. Today the same is true. Those of you who claim to deny my word spoken through my prophet cannot simply walk away. Despite your claims of rejection, you keep coming back again and again. In time you will accept my word spoken to you today. You must not make the same mistake made by those who not only rejected me but who crucified me. I beg you. Do not crucify me again. Allow me to lead you to salvation by listening to me now as I call on you from the heavens to prepare you for salvation in my new paradise. Your beloved Jesus.